Yeah, so the best we know is sometime before 10 a.m. That's the announcement that was made yesterday by the state Supreme Court. They put out a notice saying that they were expecting to file an opinion in Planned Parenthood of Arizona versus Mays Hazelrig. Of course, the Mays in that is Chris Mays, who represents the state of Arizona in proceedings that go on in court. And this will all, you know, decide whether or not it will be legal to perform abortions in Arizona up to the 15th week of a pregnancy, or if the law of the land is that 1864 law that bans nearly all abortions. The state Supreme Court will make that decision, like I said, just announcing it sometime by 10 a.m. today. So keep it here on 92.3 FM. You can follow along, of course, on the KTAR News app. If you haven't downloaded that, it's available, you know, at the on the Apple Store and also, you know, on the Play Store through Google. And, of course, KTAR.com. But here's what will make this decision different from other court decisions that have been made by the state Supreme Court. There will only be six justices ruling on this, because one justice, former Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery, has recused himself because of comments he's made about abortion in the past. And, of course, I believe he had to make those comments being a Republican and running for an office, a countywide office in the, you know, fourth largest county in the United States. You have to speak up on this matter of abortion. And he did. And some people said, look, you've come out against abortion, so you can't rule on this. And he fought it for a while and decided, nah, you know what? I'm just going to recuse myself from all this. So it will be six justices deciding this, or they have decided it, and they'll just announce it today. That means we could end up with a tie. So they could vote to turn Arizona back to the abortion policy the state had before the U.S. Supreme Court's 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. They could also decide to make the 15-week law that was signed by then-Governor Doug Ducey not long before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade that allows for abortions up to 15 weeks. And a 3-3 tie would solidify the state court of appeals ruling from December that sides with the 15-week law. So those two things could happen based on however this voting goes. By the way, I don't know as though this will make it all moot, but there is the potential for all of this to be moot because there's a group out there called Arizona for Abortion Access, and they just announced last week, this is Dawn Penich, their communications director, they just announced last week they have received 500,000 voter signatures to get a state constitutional amendment on this fall's election ballot regarding abortion.
So that's well above the minimum threshold of about 384,000 needed to move this to the November ballot.
And if they succeed, by the way, way above that 383,000 or so that need by the July 3rd deadline, if they succeed, voters will be deciding on a constitutional amendment on abortion. And if it's passed, the amendment would allow abortion access up until the point of viability of the fetus. And Donald Trump, of course, weighed in on abortion yesterday. This is a guy who came out as very pro-choice, his words, in 1999, then said in 2011 he was pro-life, and appointed a couple of members of the U.S. Supreme Court who helped to overturn Roe v. Wade. But he didn't come out in favor of being pro-life yesterday. He kind of went with whatever states decide to do.
The states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state.
And Trump said later that he believes his statement kind of defanged what he saw as a toxic issue for the Republican Party, and described that we can move on to more politically favorable issues like the horrible border, his words, inflation, bad economy, and the death and destruction of our country.